Welcome to the Most High Show, a show about recovery, spirituality, and all that. Produced, posted, and hosted by people in recovery who have strength and hope and want to share it with you. If you or someone you love is suffering, we want you to know you are not alone. This is the Most High Show.
Yeah. This is the Most High Show. I'm your host, Christian. And with me today again on the ones and twos, my man, E-Man Jansen. What's up, player? Yeah. Who cares to admit complete defeat? Practically no one, of course. Every natural instinct cries out against the idea of a personal powerlessness. It is truly awful to admit that, glass in hand, we have warped our minds into such obsession for destructive drinking that only an act of providence can remove it from us. Step one, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol and that our lives had become unmanageable. The good news is you are the problem. The bad news is you are also the solution. Yeah. This step one requires us to come to terms with both of these truths. And a lot of spiritual principles are paradoxical in nature. Paradoxical. Meaning it's two opposites. For this step to really come in is you're simultaneously understanding that you are the problem and you are the solution. I cannot take you to a place of acknowledging you are powerless. You have to come to that term on your own. You know, it's interesting, you know, sure, I'm the problem, but there's a lot of reasons why I'm the problem. My dad was an alcoholic. I always felt like I didn't fit in. I was genetically predisposed to become an addict. The world ain't fair. Life ain't fair. People didn't treat me right. I was misunderstood. Yeah, I'm the problem, but. And so for most of us, the first thing we begin to address when we realize that there's some level of unmanageability in our lives, the first thing that we begin to address is our circumstances. Not the solution, because we are the solution. Hold up now. Hold up now. It's going somewhere. So we want to address the circumstances, the situation. It's not me that's the problem. It's too much drugs. It's the situation I'm in, the people I hang out with. It's the actions I take. It's the behaviors I'm continually returning to. That's the problem. Hold up now. This feels contrary. Now maybe, you know, as you journey through a process of self-discovery, you begin to come to terms with this paradoxical reality. You begin to come to terms with it. You begin to reconcile that you are simultaneously the problem and the solution. The good news about you being the solution and the problem is that now you can actually do something about it. Oh, yeah. Okay. Power to change, courage to change the things that I can. Okay, I'm the thing that needs to change. Okay, I can do that. Can you? So easy, so simple. The only thing that got to change is everything. Hey, it's everything. You know, I think there's something really key to this desire to change our circumstances. And I think for most of us, let me just speak for myself. There was a lot of ego to break down post the removal of substance abuse behavior in my life. There was a lot of ego to begin to dissolve through the process of staying sober. It took time. Time takes time. Because what my ego likes to do is point out circumstances, point out behaviors. Okay, I'm gonna change my behavior. And then thinking that only changing my behavior somehow changes me. Now hold on. This is the cunning, baffling, mysterious nature of the ego, the flesh, the false self, the shadow self. It twists the truth. Because, yeah, you keep going getting high, you're going to keep getting the same results. So, yes, your behavior is important. But my ego tried to flip the script. Okay, now that I've changed my behavior, somehow that says, oh, I've changed. Running on sheer willpower. Self-will. Can you believe that? My self-will kept me sober. Well, hey, there's that. But a deepening in a spiritual practice, a deepening of becoming more human, is that I have begun to understand that I am the problem. Not my behaviors, not my interpretation of reality, not my history, not my childhood. I am the problem. It brings me to the here and the now. Because in this moment, now, I am the one in control of me. You know, some of this is like, I really believe that the steps can help anybody to become more human, to become more connected with other humans, and to become more connected to the God of their understanding. No matter what your hurt, habit, or hangup is. But we don't like to look at ourselves. We like to look at our reality, our interpretation of reality. We like to look at our behaviors. I like to look at the words coming out of my mouth, right? it's paradoxical, right? Because as I begin to change, so my behaviors change. So my interpretation of reality changes. So the words that come out of my mouth change. And sometimes we first have to change those outwardly things, the behavior, the interpretation of reality, which in most cases, the problematic interpretation is that of I am in the center of reality. So for me, my journey was first addressing these external things, the shell, right? I threw some D's on it before I opened up the hood. I put a paint job on it before I checked the clutch. I just recently bought a pickup truck, 33-year-old pickup truck. Yeah, I did that. And the first thing I did now in this age and stage of my life, being a little bit more grown up, being a little bit more of an adult, no longer fooled by the shiny things, the first thing I did was took it to get the engine looked at, the insides looked at. Back in the day, though, my primary objective was to make sure it looked smooth in a mug from the outside. So how much of that is youth? How much of that is my own spiritual development? I think it is. Yes, both. But it illustrates so well what I did in my own recovery. I threw some D's on it. I put the candy paint on it. I put the radio in it with the kicker, the 6x9s. Then I forgot to put oil in the engine. Boy, that don't work. You got a nice car sitting in the driveway, not going nowhere. That was my recovery journey. And I was forced to look inward. I was forced to address and really own the fact that I am the problem. And I am the solution. The good news is I am the problem. The bad news, I'm the solution. So why I'm sharing this with you today is because I don't want you to circumvent your own journey. No means. But if potentially, if possibly, what I may say here today may help you to begin to address this reality that you are the problem and the solution simultaneously. Maybe it saves some unnecessary pain for you and the ones you love. You know, there's a concept that says, when I'm disturbed, it's me who's disturbed. When I first read that, I was years into recovery. And it rang so true. Because I realized that I have to own my own emotions. I can't blame them on my circumstances. I can't blame them on my past. I can't blame. That's the old nature, right? The old nature wants to blame. The old nature wants to have an enemy. The deeper and the more that I travel on this road and the longer I stay sober, the more I realize, man, it's harder to find a real enemy. I am the enemy. That's the good news. That's the good news. Because I can do something about me. We're powerless over alcohol in our lives to become unmanageable. Powerless over a substance. Like my brother Suleiman says, we let a thing with no arms and no legs take control of our lives. How we let something with no soul, no body, no arms, no legs, no mind, no will of its own take over us. To the point that our lives became unmanageable. You know why? Because we were initially and always the problem. That drug, that drink, that behavior was a solution to me. It solved something for me. To the extent and to the point that I was willing to go to and then lengths to have it continue to be solved. Even if it meant hurting someone, even if it meant lying, cheating, separating myself into two people, having a world of secrets and a world that only I knew that I thought I would take to the grave. The good news is you are the problem. The bad news is you are the solution. I got high as a response to life. I did not like reality. I did not want to take life on life's terms. And I think that, you know, that there's a natural thing within me. For me, my Enneagram says I'm a 4, right? But I'm also a 7 and a 1, right? My Enneagram says that I'm this creative person. So within me is this divine flame to affect, influence, and change reality. Hence the Most High Show. Hence Most High Media. Hence 3 brand new HD cameras. Hence a live stream. Because there's something within me, this fire that burns, that is contrary to logic oftentimes. Yet I cannot ignore it. The burden that it puts on me to say something, to try to influence reality using the tools and the gifts that I have. That's why we released this Road to Recovery that's coming out in Thanksgiving, because it's a way for us to affect and change reality for so many people, to open their eyes to see that recovery, long-term recovery, is actually freaking awesome. It ain't just meat and cigarettes and feelings. Holla at your boy. But see, this natural divine flame within me at this young age didn't understand, and rather than change reality, I just changed my perception of reality by ingesting the substance. It changed the way I felt about reality. It changed the way I looked at it. But see, the problem was always me. The problem was always me, this internal battle. And once I realized that, oh, I'm the solution, there's work to do. What is mine to do? You know what I mean? Right now, this is what mine is to do. Is to think about this, to write this down, to take the effort to record it at a high value, at a high production value, to produce and to put it out. Because that's what's mine to do right now. Because I am the solution. There's a Rumi quote. It says, essentially, yesterday I was a fool. I wanted to change the world. And today I'm wise. I'm changing me. Yeah, I might be changing it a little bit, but that's the essence of the quote. The good news is you're the problem. The bad news is, boy, you're the solution. I wrote this down. I think it's relevant in some way. Surrender is not complete until it is brought to the open. That's why this step, we admit it. We were powerless in our lives. You know, you come to terms with this step, just you by yourself next to the fire. But it comes alive, it becomes powerful. It turns into something. Turn it into something. We gonna turn it into something when you bring it out to the open, when you bring it out to the light. E-man, how's it going over there? Pretty good? How much time we got right now? Yeah, it don't take long to tell the truth. So, let's just recap. The good news is you're the problem. The bad news is you're the solution. Realize your life is unmanageable and that you're powerless and do something. When you get that, as soon as you do that, as soon as you realize, oh, I'm the problem, then you become the solution. Get past your circumstances. Get past looking at your circumstances. Do your circumstances need to change? Yeah. Does your past matter? Yeah. Does the pain and the trauma of your past matter? Yeah. But you are the you that's going to do something about it. You feel what I'm saying? You are the problem and the solution, because you are the one that's going to do something about reconciling the past. You are the one that's going to do something about changing your environment. Y'all feel me? Do you feel me? You see what I'm saying? Yes. You are loved. You're welcomed here. We have NEA meetings Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have an app where you can get all of the content for free. We don't track no data. We don't store none of your information. Huh? Oh, we also put some stuff on YouTube. So you can get all this. I don't know how you're listening to it now, and if you made it this far, email me, Christian@themosthighshow.com. Holla at me. How can I help? What can I do? Do we need to talk? You want to get on the phone? We need to talk. We need to work something out. Is there a resource that we can plug you into? Is there some help that we can give? Road to Recovery is coming soon. At the time that I'm recording this, it's coming soon. Maybe by the time you're watching it, it's already out and popping. You can do it. We believe in you, and if you don't believe in you, let us believe in you for a little bit. Borrow a little hope from us. Borrow a little strength from us. We got something to give you. Call you. We got something. We're just people. I'm gonna name names. We got Mitchell. We got David. We got Bianca. We got Erica. We got Suleiman. We got Leslie. E-man over here dropping words of wisdom at 13 years old. We here for you. You're worth it. You're worthy of recovery, and you're worthy of the work. Peace and blessings. My name is Christian. And this is the Most High Show. Don't stop the stream. Don't stop it.